check out our newsletters posted on our website, BibleQuery.org. Once on our website homepage, click the experience box and scroll down to our newsletters and pick any topic you like. Our newsletters cover Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormonism, Muhammad's Religion of Islam, phony word faith TV preachers, Seventh-day Adventism, the Campbellism heresy of the Church of Christ, Roman Catholicism, and many others. Besides this video on the Nation of Islam, we have many others. The following is a clip from our video, The Nation of Islam Revisited, number 3, debating Louis Farrakhan and the Black Muslims.
Back on, Dwayne.
Okay.
Answer that question.
Okay. What was the first question?
Do you believe this statement? The black race created the heavens and the earth and created themselves. Do you believe that?
Okay. First of all, we don't teach that the black race created the heavens and the earth and created themselves. We believe that Almighty God was the only being in existence in the beginning.
Do you believe Elijah Muhammad?
I believe in the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
This is what he said. This is right from his book.
He created the heavens and the earth.
This is the reference.
God created all of that.
Well, he'll give you the reference.
It's page 42 of Elijah Muhammad's book, copyright 1965, his book entitled Message to the Black Man. This is from Elijah Muhammad, and you should be able to get your hands on that book.
I have 42. Two copies in my house right now.
Okay, look on page 42. Now let me ask you the next question. The white race are all devils. Do you believe that?
You're a devil if you are the devil. That's why God, Jesus says in chapter 8, verse 44 of John, that ye are of your father the devil.
Okay,
so a lie and a murder in the beginning and abideth not in the truth.
We know about those verses, which, according to what you're saying, we don't know if those are true or not because you don't think the Bible's true.
Where are these devils at?
Well, how do you know that's true?
The question is, the white race, or that's all I ask, the white race are all devils. Do you believe that?
Okay, in your Bible. I'm going to show
I'm not talking about the Bible. I'm talking about this statement. The
no,
white race.
In your Bible.
The Wait. White race are all devils.
The Bible, right?
Just answer the question yes or no, Dwayne.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then you agree with Elijah Muhammad. That was stated in his book, though, in The Message to the Black Man, pages 11.3, 51, 68, and 208. Now the last question. The white race was created 6,000 years ago by a crazed black scientist named Jacob. Is that true?
We're still here.
Hello?
Yeah, you're
here.
Okay.
Is that true?
Okay.
The black scientist Jacob, did he create the white race 6,000 years ago?
Yes.
Hello?
He said yes, sir.
Oh, okay, so you believe that. Okay,
yes,
so you agree with Elijah Muhammad on 2 out of 3 of these points I just brought up.
I believe on all of them.
Now, okay, Dwayne, so you believe the black race created the heavens and the earth and created themselves.
The most honorable Elijah Muhammad says that the original man is the black man. The original man is made in the image of God, thus making the God black. So if you're saying that the black race, and speaking of God,
I'm just quoting his book. Well, Dwayne, since you quoted Jesus, Jesus said God is spirit. How is spirit black?
Spirit black.
Yeah, well, you
then who was this God that wrestled with Jacob?
That was a theophany.
Who was this God that stood at the top of the ladder as the angels ascended
well,
and descended
wait,
from
Dwayne,
heaven?
Listen to what you're thinking, then. You're calling Jesus a liar?
I'm saying that what's in the Bible is not all truth.
Oh, how do you know? How do you know one place is true and the other is not?
Because it says in Revelation that this book...
No, wait, Dwayne,
how do you know that wasn't added?
Dwayne, let me say, you quoted Jesus as truth and I quoted him and you say it's wrong. How do you know which is true and which is wrong?
Because we have a teacher that teaches.
Well, how do you know he's true?
Huh?
How do you know he's true?
Because my teacher... What?
That's circular reasoning.
He's taking the last and making them first.
Okay, well, you're...
He's taking the despised, the wretched,
well, Dwayne,
and raising them up. He's taking what?
Yeah,
he's taking the stone which all the builders rejected and making it what? The cornerstone.
You're not going to be a cornerstone. Jesus Christ is a cornerstone.
Yes.
And what you proved is you are reasoning in the circle and you hadn't proved anything, so we'll put you on hold.
No, what I'm telling you is that your whole argument is fixed because you based all your truth on the Bible.
Dwayne,
then when somebody busts up your Bible, you can't
handle it. No, we can handle it. You haven't busted up anything. Matter of fact,
I can prove you, if you give me the time right on your phone, right in your book, your Bible, that it tells you that you are the devil.
Well, that's okay, but what you've done, Dwayne, is strengthened my faith. You hadn't put a dent in the Bible.
The devil is never going to be on the side of God.
On your
weak.
I know, but on your religion, you can't defend one iota of it or prove one iota.
Everything.
But Dwayne, why should we listen to you, Dwayne, when Muhammad said that black people are raisin heads and slaves? We're talking about Muhammad, the founder of Islam.
Dwayne, here's
and I know that Muhammad was a white man because we taught that.
Okay, well, here's the real problem.
Well, he is, and he was a devil.
Here's
then.
The real problem is the founder of the Black Muslim movement was white. Wallace Fard was white.
We know who Master W. Farrar Muhammad is.
Do you know who Wallace Fard is?
We know his mother and his father. We know where he came from.
You know Wallace Fard?
Yes, sir.
The founder. And did you know that he's white?
Yes, sir.
So your religion was founded by a devil.
No, he was a half black man and a half white man.
Then he was half devil. Then he was half devil.
He was half black and half white.
So your religion was founded by half devil.
Half devil.
He was created by a crazed black scientist named Yaakov.
Greetings and welcome once again to our program. I'm Larry Wessels, your host. I'm the director of Christian Answers, and I want to thank you for being here with us today. Well, today we're doing a very special topic. This is part three in a three-part series we're doing, actually a sequel to a previous two-part series we had done on the Nation of Islam. And
greetings and welcome once again to our program. I'm Larry Wessels, your host, and I want to thank you for being with us. Well, this is Christian Answers, and we're going to be discussing a very contemporary issue today, the subject of the Nation of Islam, otherwise known as the Black Muslims. You've perhaps heard of them, seen them on television, maybe read one of their publications that's distributed throughout the nation. Well, we're going to tackle this topic today, and with me to do this task, from a Christian perspective, is the director of Jesus' Alpha and Omega Ministries, based out of Houston, Texas, Wilford Darden. Wilford, it's great to have you here, brother.
Glad to be back, Larry.
All right, here we go again. We did the two-hour series on the Nation of Islam in detail. Here we are doing a little Christian Answers topical video.
All right.
But we'll do what we can in the time we have. And, of course, we have another very special guest. Your associate, I'll let you introduce him.
Glenn Starks. He is the director of our outreach department. In other words, when we get ready to go out on the streets, we get old Glenn to take us out, and when we get out there, he directs the whole program. Glenn, it's good to have you in the ministry, and good to have you along with us.
Glenn, it's great to have you here on the program.
Thank you. Right. It's great to be here.
Okay, well, we're here to talk about a subject that probably a lot of people have heard about, but maybe they don't know that much about it. We want to basically come from a Christian world perspective, and pretty much we're talking right now to Christians who may be watching to try to get a better understanding of the Nation of Islam, and then from that better understanding, use it as a opportunity to somehow share the gospel, to witness to the black Muslims. And with that in mind, either one of you, I guess, Wilford, since you're the director of the ministry, can you start with just a very brief background history? We're going to show some clips of Louis Farrakhan and some of the other things that were in our two-hour series, so they'll have a little understanding from those clips. But just give us a little background history and then move on into the subject of how we as Christians can reach the black Muslims.
Well, okay. First of all, to deal with the Nation of Islam and the black Muslims, you have to understand what the theology is, theology of the way they study. They are a cult. You need to understand that they're a cult. And as a cult, most people who are involved in cults have their foundation based in the leader or based in the history of the organization. So as you prepare to share Christ, you need to know historically where they stand, because that's where you have to shoot your missiles, if you would. You have to tear up the foundation that they're standing on and leave them standing there helpless, and then you're the one that they have to depend on. And let me just do this. To do that, you have to understand black liberation theology, which means that they believe in a God that's saving them from a social problem in America. That's basically what their mindset is. Therefore, they're going to base their theology on Christ coming to save them from this oppression. Basically, right now, who they would see as the white man. And they're moving away from it somewhat, so it's important to kind of, we kind of keep up with that. So if you want to know where they are and how they're moving, you can just get in touch with our ministry.
You're saying that their religion kind of evolves a little bit. It kind of shifts and changes.
It's an evolutionary type ministry. It changes as the circumstances in America changes. For instance, when they first had the beginning, they were basically dealing with blacks alone. Okay, and it was black this, Elijah Muhammad was this, or was the, I would say primary founder. He is the one who they're going to quote in most of their publications on. Louis Farrakhan today is the national spokesman for the Nation of Islam. Then it's kind of technical because there's basically five Nation of Islams.
So, five of
them. Yeah, you got the Lost Found by Silas Muhammad. You have John Muhammad. This is five, but Nation of Islam that is directed by Minister Louis Farrakhan is the most prominent one. And that's the one we'll be
that's
speaking about.
That's the one that gets the most press.
Right.
The most
media
attention.
That's the one we're talking about here. So it's important that you understand that there are five. So, but when you begin to deal with them, you need to understand that as the theology says that now we must save oppressed people. They're moving into saving people who are poor now, not just blacks as they had that they were in the beginning. Now they're including poor Hispanics, poor Asian, poor Arabs. So it's moving into more of a Marxist kind of piece now, where they're saving people who are oppressed. When you get ready to share Christ with them, you need to understand that theology must be torn up first to show that it's like Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7. If you hear my words and basically follow what it says, you're going to be a wise man and you build your stuff on solid ground, which is truth, and it doesn't change. But a foolish man hears the words, but he doesn't do the words, so he's standing on sand. And so what they'll have to do is continue to put stuff, include things in their theology to make it last, because the sand is continually wasting away, and it's our job as Christians to show them the sand.
Because as Christians, we have the Word of God, the Bible.
Which is the truth.
And it stands steady and firm and
will
consistent. And it doesn't change.
Not going to change.
But their theology, their system of doctrine changes, as you said. So you're basically, I guess, one of the witnessing tips we could get here
right. Is
to know the Word of God, to understand it, be a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth, having that knowledge, and then being able to take it and show the consistency, the truthfulness of the Word of God compared to the shifting sands, the sinking sands, the quicksand of Nation of Islam theology.
And you have to remain in the doctrines. If you're going to try to share Christ with the nation, don't try to do it on a social level, because the church is guilty of not putting the money back into communities. That's just true. So what Farrakhan has done is he has taken his funds, and he has a high profile ministry. For instance, when you get to a street corner at a light, you're looking to see a bow-tied brother with a final call. That's high profile.
What's a final call?
A final call is this little piece right here. You've seen it where it's a publication that puts out Nation of Islam rhetoric.
It's a Nation of Islam publication.
It's a
final call.
Yeah, and what it does is it, after you get into believing somewhat of what you see as Farrakhan directs it across the country, when you begin to read this, it begins to indoctrinate you. For instance, it has in the publication, it basically highlights blacks who have been misused in the country. So like a Rodney King issue, it would be in here. And so they're going to give you the solution.
So they're going to highlight all these problems and then how they can solve that problem.
And that the church is not answering the problem.
Oh, so they're going to have a boogeyman in there, too. They're going to show you who's causing the problem. Either
right.
It's a white man or somebody out there causing the trouble.
And that the church is not answering it. Therefore, you don't really need to go to the church. They're not going to say don't go. It's implied that since the church is not going to speak up for you, you really need to be involved in an organization that's going to do it. And for whatever it's worth, Farrakhan is known for telling the government what, quote, black people want to hear someone say to the government. Mm-hmm. You know, and so now he has deemed himself as the national spokesman for black America. So, you know, I don't know where that fits me because he doesn't speak for me. So I guess that would be something else. Afro, I could be a Negro. I could be a so-called Negro. Just joking. I know they may get upset, but you have to realize that if Jesus has set you free, you cannot walk around with theological chips on your shoulder, because the job is to make sure that these people go to heaven, not hell. And we don't take that serious in the church anymore. I'm saved, you get your own, is our attitude. And we find that in church after church after church after church that we go into, so much so that our office staff is just kind of tired of trying to get the church to see that these people are going to hell. And Glenn.
Let's get Glenn in here, but you just mentioned one thing that I wanted to clear up for the listener. You talked about Negro, and I don't think we've mentioned this so far, and we always have to assume that anyone watching this doesn't know until we explain it. Are you implying that the Nation of Islam might be racist?
Yes. Very
are they racist. Are they centered in, does being black mean anything in the Nation of Islam?
It's Marxist in that it's, you are seen as black if you're poor. You're not seen as black because of your skin color. Mm-hmm. In other words, O.J. Simpson would not be black because of his money, because of his status, because he has, quote, mm-hmm. forgotten where he's been brought from. Therefore, he's not considered white because of the amount of money that he has. So it's only the poor black that mm-hmm. is now classified as black. And there's a lot of rhetoric tied with it in that if white man has given you a name, then that's the name you need to be disassociated with. So they go in and call you the so-called Negro. That's why you see the X's. The X's mean that I am not identified with what America has given me. I need to go back to my, quote, roots and get it and return and be someone based on what my roots have been. It's all tied in the rhetoric of it. And it's supposed to bring self-importance, but usually, as anything else satanic, it leads you to delusion.
And this ties in with Elijah Muhammad. I think in the final call, they have a lot. I see his picture right on the front
of the front cover.
Right
here.
On the front of it, Elijah
right
Muhammad.
There.
A lot of his writing is like a message to the black man. Copyright 1965,
well,
I believe.
Right.
Is very racist against white.
Well, they have him in here, as you can see him here. He has an article in each one of the papers because they have to tie to him, because that's what gives Farrakhan his clout within the nation, is the fact that in 1977 he tore away from Warth Dean Muhammad, who is now running the Sunni nation, Sunni Muslim groups, and which they get pretty angry.
Now, let me just read this one thing I see here based on something he's written, Elijah Muhammad. It says, they seek to kill us or get us killed at any price. They do not care about our loyalty to them. In their hearts, there is death for us, the black man in America. Now, this sounds like a really high risk, emotional, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, it's alarmist. It's watch out, they're out to get us.
Right.
You know, paranoia to the highest degree. Is this what's being promoted by the Nation of Islam?
Now, you have to remember, during the time it was written by Elijah Muhammad, was during the 60s, mm-hmm. when there was a lot of racial discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, this would have been a statement that would stand out like a sore thumb and saying, come this way, because no one else is doing what we're doing. You need mm-hmm. to come over here and hear us. It was a major part to pull blacks out of the churches, and it's still working.
It's sort of like a conspiracy theory of some sort.
Yeah.
Well, Glenn, let's get you in on this conversation. When you're witnessing to black Muslims, and you go out in these neighborhoods, as you were introduced as being sort of a coordinator and things, what is the approach y'all take? Let's say you go out to some neighborhood. How do you approach black Muslims, if you know they are? I mean, do you just walk up to them, or do you use a final call to reach them, or how do you go about it?
Well, actually, our approach is to dealing with the situation is probably a threefold approach. One is that as they are passing out their material or selling the final call, we have different materials, information that we give out to passers-by. And it's free information that we give them concerning the Nation of Islam and their beliefs. And as we do this, we also kind of take a poll of the public that are in the vicinity and ask them questions like who do they say that the Nation of Islam is. And then usually by these actions, at some time doing our stay there, we are confronted, are we by the Nation of Islam, and that they usually approach us and ask us why are we there, and then when they do that, then that kind of opens the door for us to enter in a discussion with them as to why we're there. And
okay, how would you go about that then? I would assume you would get into a theological, doctrinal type of discussion to get the gospel in there. How would you, I think before we started taping, you said sometimes you use the final call itself and
right.
Show them something about Muslim beliefs.
Right. It's on the
and
back.
Then I guess then you contrast that to biblical teaching, perhaps.
Number one, you have to just take one issue. You can't, because you got to take one issue and concentrate on it. One of the approaches we use that probably works the best is what we call the central doctrine approach. In other words, we're not going to condemn them by what they believe, because in America you can believe what you want. So what we say is, usually when they come up, they'll say, "Brother, why are you down in the Nation? You need to read more about what we're doing." And we'll say, "We've already discovered what's going on, and now Jesus Christ has sent us here to help you discover that there's some errors going on." Mm-hmm. And so what we need to do now is just simply share with you what the difference is. Mm-hmm. You know, and from that discussion, for instance, one Muslim guy, we were saying that you guys don't believe that Jesus is God. Every Christian, every person that's a Christian has to believe that based on John chapter 1, verse 1. And he said, "Show me in the Bible where Jesus is God." Mm-hmm. So now we have our opportunity.
Right.
And now as we're standing there and we go through the text, we're screaming at one another. He's screaming at me and I'm screaming back and I'm saying, and he said, "Don't stand on my foot. Don't stand on my foot." And I'll bend over and I'll wipe his shoe off. And then I'll stand up and I'll say, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stand on your foot." And then when we get through showing him that Jesus is God, he'll turn around and he said, "You didn't show me that Jesus was God. I said, "I showed you, you didn't believe it. And now, since you didn't believe it, here's what's going to happen. Jesus makes a statement that I'm a prophet. Do you believe he's a prophet?" He says, "Yes." And then we'll ask, "What is the characteristic of a prophet?" That everything he says must come true. Then if that's the case, in John 8:24, he says, "If you don't believe I am he, you're going to die in your sins." Mm-hmm. And if it's going to come true, that means that you're going to hell, whether you believe in hell or not. And then after we've done that, we've planted the seed, we'll give them a hug, and now it's time to go. And it's a funny feeling on their faces when they see us hugging. And Glenn, you made a statement that the last time that we were out, when they saw the different churches out, that you saw something that I missed. And what was that?
Well, usually when the view that they have of the church is that the church is divided, that there's no unity in the church. And as far as our organization goes, we're made up of different local bodies. And when we were questioned as to what local church we were a member of, and we gave different names to the different churches, that was a look of amazement, of surprise as to, like, and the statement was even made like, "Wait a minute, y'all gotten together on us, haven't you?"
It's a surprising thing, because they think that unity only comes through their group.
Right. Well, that's usually a unifying cultic mentality,
sure,
you might say, among a lot of the different religious cults.
Right.
I think they're the only ones that can bring unity.
Right.
And so basically, we've got this kind of witnessing technique. Is there anything else you'd like to say that would help our Christian viewers understand an approach to black Muslims?
Yeah, I think the best approach is going to be that you have to build relationships with them first. One of the things I would say is, do not ever say to a black Muslim that the color of Jesus is not important, because it is important to them. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that really breaks them down is when we say, if that's important, then fine. Let's make Jesus black. Because the object of the game is not whether he's black or not. The object of the game is, are we going to do what he said? And here's what he says: follow me.
Now, the Nation of Islam, do they believe some of the Bible? Or do they believe all the Bible?
Yeah.
How do they look at the Bible?
Well, I don't know how much time we got, but here's a quote on the Bible. We believe in the truth of the Bible, but we believe that it's been tampered with and must be reinterpreted so that mankind will not be snared by its falsehoods that have been added to it.
Okay, so it comes down to wherever they want to disagree with the Bible, they would say it's a falsehood that's been added to it, and it's up to you as a Christian witness to prove
it. Farrakhan is the interpreter of it.
Right.
If he doesn't interpret, he interprets how it ought to be interpreted.
Right.
And what we share with them on that is, in 2 Peter 1:20, we ask that he said that the holy man of God, according to the King James, was moved by the Holy Spirit. And we ask, how do you get to be holy? You have to accept Christ and get his righteousness. Therefore, if Farrakhan has not accepted Christ, then he's not a holy man, so he can't interpret it.
You know, I found it interesting. When we did our two-hour series on the Nation of Islam that played on cable access, I got a lot of calls from the Nation of Islam people, and a lot of times some of them were upset. But if I picked up the phone while they were still talking, we could have a very nice conversation. And it worked out pretty well, where you can really, as long as you're nice and you follow the biblical guidelines, like you find in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 27, and also in Colossians chapter 4, long-suffering, kind, gentle, patient. You can go a long way with these
folks. Sure, you got to respect them.
I do find it disappointing, though, that having been challenged by the Nation of Islam several times to debates, they never seem to come through with any spokesman.
It's organized. They won't do anything unless Farrakhan says it.
Oh, okay.
It's
so
culture.
That's important.
Yeah, it's culture.
I'll tell you what. Well, we're just about out of time. Glenn, any take about 20 seconds. You got any final comments for our viewers?
Yes, the motivation has to be love, and you have to be guided by the Holy Spirit, that's it.
That's fantastic. Any final comments?
Yeah, you have to have a warlike mentality when you go out. You have to think war. You have to think the fact that I'm going to take you when I get out because I love you enough to tell you the truth. And once they sense that, they'll sooner or later come in.
All right, and I'd just like to say that our ministry has a track available if you'd like to contact us for more information. Remember, Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 says, neither male nor female, slave or free, we're all one in Christ. Galatians 3:28. Well, thank you for being with us. Be with us next time. God bless you all.
Those who sent their contraptions up to the moon, they brought back samples of rock from the moon, and they smelled what smelled like gunpowder. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that the earth and the moon was once one planet. But one of our scientists who wanted the entire planet to speak the same dialect, but he couldn't enforce his will, he drilled a shaft into the then called moon and filled it with high explosives and set it off.
Look out. False prophets are going to come to you. How?
Good afternoon, man. We'd like to talk to you about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
There are many cults that are proliferating, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, all kinds of groups. But is there more than one way to God?
Thank you.
Check out our websites, BibleQuery.org. This site answers 7,700 Bible questions. HistoryCart.com. This site reveals early church history and doctrine, proving Roman Catholicism is not historically or doctrinally viable. MuslimHope.com. This site is a classic refutation of Islam, a counterfeit religion created by Muhammad. Free newsletters are also available.